It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Marketing Academy. We have a really good show today. We're going to be talking to you about five ways that you can help increase the engagement level on your Facebook page for your business. You know, you're on Facebook and you are trying to make the most out of your time there, but it's just not happening. And there are some really common mistakes that a lot of people do make. So I want to go through those today and just give you five pillars that you can kind of look at every time that you're going to post something onto your Facebook page, or when you're looking at your Facebook marketing strategy for your business and seeing where the holes really are and how you can improve it. If you're listening to this for the first time, the Social Marketing Academy is brought to you by the Go Agency. The Go Agency is an online marketing agency specializing in online marketing. Shocker! We do social media marketing, website design, content creation, and a whole host of other services. So if you need anything, you can give us a call toll-free on 866-926-2636. Again, that's 866-926-2636, or check us out online at thegoagencyusa.com. Again, that's thegoagencyusa.com. And if you're on our website, you can check out our blog page. There you'll see the Social Marketing Academy's blog, as well as see the link to our iTunes where you can listen to all of our shows on demand. We have lots of great content. We are trying to give you as much. I think right now there's over 180 shows that are available online for you to download absolutely for free whenever you want. So we try to bring you lots of late-breaking news and trends, as well as answer any of the questions that you might have. So please feel free to contact us at any time with questions on any of our social networks or by calling toll-free on 866-926-2636. All right, folks, what I want to talk to you guys about today is Facebook. You know, it's hilarious, actually, because I feel that no matter how marketing changes over time and with technology and all of the different things that are out there right now and to more effectively market your business, Facebook is always the number one topic of conversation. Now, I understand, of course, the importance of Facebook because, you know, at the Go Agency, we do social media marketing for our clients and we see the level of success that we're able to get them. But what's really interesting is the overwhelming focus on Facebook all the time. And although there's a lot of focus, there's still a lot of questions, and there's not a lot of answers out there, I think, that are really helping businesses that are just, you know, trying to make a go of it on Facebook, really trying to get some, make some waves and get some engagement with their target consumers. So, or their target audience, their target referral base, anything. And this is why I want to go through five different, five things, five topics, five pillars, whatever you want to call them. These are just five things that I really think are important when it comes to Facebook engagement, and something that these are very easy for you to kind of take a look at and really understand. Now, the first one is the one that I want to spend a little bit of time on, just maybe a few minutes. And it's number one is you have to know who your target market is. Okay, that sounds obvious, right? Okay, I have a nursery school or a child daycare. Obviously, it's going to be mothers in the area. That's what it is. But do you know everything about your target market? Do you know what the age range is? Do you know what the predominant sex is? Do you know what these people generally do for a living? If you're in terms of the daycare, do you know how many children that these people usually have? Do you know what their average income level is? Do you know what they usually would do for fun or what television shows they would like or other things of that nature? These are all things that are very important. When we're talking about target market back in the day, I mean, in the early 00s, baby, we were talking about, just basic demographic information. We were talking about age range. We were talking about income level. We were talking about geographic region. But now with social media and all of the different items online, there's more capabilities of you to laser target your focus. So Facebook is a laser target focus type thing. So, you know, it's a great vehicle for you to be able to really hit your target market with the information that you like. So, for example, if you have a friend, if you're connected with some friends and you guys are always chatting and posting things, you know what you guys like. So it's very easy to find, oh, I saw this picture and I totally thought about my friend, so I'm going to post it on my wall and then they're going to like it. Well, that's wonderful, but that needs to be the same sort of thing that you're doing for your client or your potential client, customer, whatever, patients. You need to have that same sort of mentality because if, for example, on my Facebook page, I generally share some online marketing tips, but also I'm training for a triathlon. I love running. I have lots of different interests, so I'll put them on there. So if all of a sudden I start putting political items on there, everyone's going to be like, what the hell is this about? This isn't what Chris is all about. So it doesn't really hit my target audience, which is my friends. And my friends also aren't extremely over-the-top political and whatever. So it just makes sense, right? So you have to think about it the same thing when you're dealing with your business. Just because you have a business page doesn't mean you have to all of a sudden, you know, become chaste and totally forget the emotional connection that you would have with your target audience. You need to tap into that target audience. So by creating, what we do is we create, at the Go Agency for our clients, we create buyer profiles. And this is pretty much basically taking the whole target market idea to the next level by adding what kind of movies they'd like to see, what kind of things they're interested in, what would stress them out, what they would do to relax. All of these things really help out because you can really hit people from different angles. Now, if you have a very, very specific, very stuffy, quote-unquote stuffy, I mean, I'm not judging, but if you have a stuffy topic that is very, very information-driven, very data-driven, and that's what your audience is like, obviously that's fine. You can do that. But, you know, for example, if you're dealing with programmers and there might be a new movie out that has to do something with programming, maybe you can share that as a topic on your Facebook wall. You know, you just really need to think about how to engage your target audience, not only with you as a brand, but also emotionally. So by knowing your target market, it's really helpful. Write all of this information down and keep it handy, and then add to it and delete it as you find relevant. And say, for example, you find out one topic's not true, just take that out and add something else. That way you can have all of the different attributes to really help you target your market effectively. Okay, so that's the big one. That's numero uno, and that's really important, which is know your market. Number two is keep it visual. I don't want to read all the time. So, for example, if you're on your Facebook page, if you just have sentence, link, sentence, link, sentence, link, sentence, link, sentence, 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 that's kind of dry. So why don't you try to make your page come alive by adding some images? You can add some images of your staff doing something interesting that might be interesting to the target audience. Maybe you are a assisted living facility, and you have a bingo party. Well, if you have pictures of the residents of the assisted living facility playing bingo and smiling and winning and with staff members hugging them in the background, and that's great, perfect fodder for a Facebook page. Maybe it's a mental health charity that you're running, and maybe if you're sharing inspirational quotes with an image attached to them, or they're put over top of an image, that's really, really good if your target market would be interested in that. So think out of the box. You don't have to use only selling type images. You can use things that are kind of out there. Maybe you want to make your audience laugh. Maybe you have doctor's association, and you specialize in podiatry. Maybe there are some cute cartoons that you can put out there that involve foot doctors and foot doctor humor. And it sounds odd to say it, but there's niches for everything. So all of this information does live out there. So find something visual and put it out there. 3, stop selling. Now, I don't mean all the time. Just don't sell every single time you put something onto your social media at all, especially Facebook. Facebook people don't go to Facebook to go make purchases. You know, they go and you want to influence their purchase, not make them purchase. If you want to make them purchase, do some Facebook ads and, you know, spin the roulette wheel and hopefully it works for you. But this is influencing the decision. Facebook is not going to be a point and click and I'm going to spend money with you type thing. One like on Facebook does not equal $1, £1, €1, one whatever. It is an influencer. So you can still sell, but whenever you're going to sell, maybe like 10% of the time that you're posting, make sure that you're talking about your product, service, or hospital system or whatever in terms of the problem that it's going to solve for the target consumer. You know the target consumer. What are their problems? I can help you. I can solve your problems. So that's kind of the way that I would suggest that you approach it. Now, the other thing that I would suggest is, you know, when you're dealing with everything online, I would definitely make sure that you look professional. I cannot tell you how many times I have been to a Facebook page with everything that drives me crazy. That would be spelling errors. That would be, oh my gosh, let me think of them. Spelling errors, grammar errors, link errors, too many hashtags, boring content, all lowercase letters with no punctuation, just a weird floating link that doesn't have any sort of preview. Well, what the hell are you doing, folks? That's not going to give you any sort of engagement, and it's going to make you look terrible. Every communication that goes out through your Facebook page needs to look like it came from your company, not your intern, not your janitor, not your gardener. It needs to look like it came from you, your company, your brand. So just make sure that you're ensuring everything looks professional going out there. And if your tone is fun and jovial and humorous, that's fine. But just you don't want to have lots of misspellings and errors and links that go to 404 pages and no images and it just looks terrible. So that hurts engagement. And the fifth thing is stop copying strategies that you found on Google. Just because you can Google Facebook engagement and look at 25 different articles, even what I'm telling you right now, you cannot listen to every single thing that's out there and have it applied directly to your business. Now, with what I'm telling you, these are all items that you can apply because I'm generalizing them. But what happens online when you're using the wonderful search engine, which is Google, you're going to find lots of things that are counterproductive, and they are the number one way to get more likes, the number one way to do this. There is no number one way. The number one way is a comprehensive social media strategy that either you've come up with or someone's helped you develop. You can't just wing it, and you can't build a whole strategy off of a tactic. That's what's being shared with you. So I'm saying when you see things on Google, see if it's going to work for you or try it out. Don't base your whole strategy based on something like that because then engagement won't work. For example, someone says, hey, contests are the way to go. and you can't logically think up of a contest that would work for your business. So it's like, oh, okay, be the first person to do this, and I'll give you an iPad. That's boring. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you even doing it? So it needs to make sense. Maybe in 6 months that would make sense. But you just need to be careful about the information that you're using and finding. Okay, folks, five ways right there that you can help push up that Facebook engagement. Just make sure that everything you put out there is fine-tuned to your audience. It looks professional, and you have some visuals mixed in, and you'll be good to go. All right, folks, Christopher Tompkins with the Social Marketing Academy. Thanks so much for joining me, folks, and we'll talk to you again on another show. And check us out online and call us toll-free, 866-96-2636.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.